Warning. The topic for this week's episode of Man of the Podcast is barbers. Going to a barber will expose you to several risks and dangers, including a good-looking haircut, exposure to sharpened steel, and a style that will make women want to run their fingers through your hair and land you a job interview. Also, there could be hard feelings when you leave your teenage hairstylist at the local salon. Please proceed with caution to your nearest barber, and remember, they have scissors. And now, Man of the Podcast.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, please. Please. All right, thank you. Hello and welcome to Man Up the Podcast. I'm Weezer Weir. Right, this week we are talking barbers. And for this, I must bring in my co-hosts. Some say that he knows two facts about ducks, and they're both wrong. And that wherever you are in the world, if you tune your radio to 88.4, you can actually hear his thoughts. All we know is that he's called Fred Vineford. What's up, Fred?
I mean, if I'm supposed to play the stick, aren't I supposed to be silent?
Oh, yeah, but that
See?
Doesn't
Touché.
That
Touché.
Doesn't work. I didn't say you're the stick. We know that he's called Fred Vineford.
That's me. Yes. Hello. Welcome to Man Up the Podcast.
You are no tame race car driver.
But oh, no.
But if you want to be, I hear there might be an opening.
Well, I will tell you this, that this weekend, I do get a chance to go around the track in a Ferrari.
Oh, is it? Which Ferrari, do you know?
That I don't know. So, my sister-in-law bought a Groupon for me to drive 3 laps around a track in a Ferrari. So I said, okay,
that works. Joe Bright did that. And
did he like it?
Yeah, he drove a Ferrari and a Lamborghini.
See, I can only do one or the other, unfortunately.
They let him do both. It was like one lap, the next lap, and that sounds pretty badass, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, how many people are able to touch one of those things? I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, it comes on the weekend of the end of Top Gear. Well, so, yeah, Top Gear as we know it, might as well put American Top Gear on there.
No. No American Top Gear. It does not compare to Jeremy Hammond and Captain Slow.
So, Fred, this week, is this your trying to audition to take over for those three guys now?
I don't think I have the gusto to do it. I don't think I have the wit, the British humor to do it. True. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, we're not that funny, if anybody's listened to this podcast. All right. So, Fred, any hate mail, mean tweets did you get last week?
I didn't get anything. I don't know if it's because nobody's listening, so there's not enough people to actually respond. Good.
Nothing from Ellen, from Helen?
I told her. I was like, hey, by the way, we talk about you. Yeah, and she's like, oh, I'll listen, but I haven't heard it back.
Yeah, she hit me up on farmersonly.com. I'm just kidding. But seriously, I'm not on Farmers. I didn't get any hate mail or tweets, but I got a legit complaint in person. Got a guy that I met just a couple times in my life. He listens to the 314 podcast, the other podcast I do, found on these same local stations. Now I'm shilling that one. He got mad because I shilled the Man Up the Podcast, and he's like, I don't want to hear about that crap on my podcast. And so he's adopted the 314, and I was like, come on, just come over. Man Up's just as good. We got beer.
Apparently he's missing some utility downstairs, so he doesn't want to be a part of man discussions.
It's wish, you know, the man cards are in work, and I almost handed him one. They're coming soon. Guys, you're about to get a man card if you piss us off in the real world.
So this week's topic is barbers.
Yeah, Fred, looks like you just got a fresh cut today.
I did. I went and saw my guy, Nathan. He hooks me up. He's the one that gave me my wedding haircut and always done it right. I'll always go to Nathan.
Until you move, right?
Until I move.
Or are you going to fly back every other week or whatever? Yeah.
Every like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I'm like, oh, crap. Got to book another ticket back to Seattle.
That's kind of how I was, like, because I would go to the same place all the time. And you want the same. They had it on file, like number 4 cut short. And I had no idea what it was. So I was like, no matter where I lived, I would have to fly back to get that. I guess I could have asked them to write down what my haircut was, but And I felt like that would be rude, like I'm cheating on them a little bit. Like,
well.
So.
Now, do you actually have a real barber?
I don't. I'm a.
You don't have a barber.
I'm like, there's not really any around, but now that I think about it, there's at least three within walking distance from my house almost.
So you bypass going to a barber. Who cuts your hair?
I've been lately hair saloon for men.
Hair saloon, which is a fake barber place.
It is a fake barber place, but they'll give you a complimentary beer, which I like beer. There we are again. It always comes back to beer being involved.
There's a big theme in your life. Fred, it's okay. Beer's an okay topic. It's good. It's as long as you're not waking up in the morning and having shower beers every day, you're fine.
I'm getting a haircut while drinking beer. I'm camping while drinking beer. I'm at a bar while drinking beer. Fred, do you know any places like a meeting I can go to?
So far, I think every single instant that you've mentioned beer is okay to have a beer in. You can have a beer while you're getting a haircut. Okay. Camping is acceptable. Of course, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Maybe not a bar. I don't know if you can have beer in a bar. Yeah, I don't know if you can have beer in a bar though. That might be
crossing the line. Yeah.
So have you ever like been to a real barber?
Yes, though? I've been to a real barber. You know, the old school, the guy like old school guy with the, you know, his hair is not very great. So I'm like a little nervous getting my hair cut for him. But old school with the, you know, other guys in there. It just, I don't like talking that much while I'm getting my hair cut.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like the atmosphere?
I've never been in that great of atmosphere. They're always talking about stuff I didn't understand. It was always older people than me talking about their stocks and bonds. And I'm like, Barry Bonds? John Stockton? I don't know what you're talking about here.
Man, you've got to try it out again. I think you had like one bad experience and you just got to get off that horse and do it again, man.
Yeah. Well, now I like hair saloon for men because it's a nice, pretty girl cutting my hair. Nothing wrong with that, right?
See, I have a problem with that. Totally have a problem with it. Yeah.
Who enjoys your hair more, Kelly or Nathan? Who are you trying to impress? Probably. Who are you trying to impress, probably. Nathan or Kelly?
Probably Nathan.
Okay. Just saying. That's a little different.
Okay. But I gotta walk you down my history because I always went to Varsity Barbershop in Kirkwood. It was on Manchester Road.
Never even heard of it.
The reason why we went there is because they sponsored one of my little league teams when I was a kid.
It sounds like it was right across the street from my middle school.
Yes, it was actually a block from your middle school.
And I've never even heard of this place.
Yeah, and I even saw my old barber at the bar last time I was in St. Louis with you.
Well, that was that guy?
Yeah, it was like, yo, there's my old barber, Jerry. Yeah. You're like, I've never heard of him. I've never seen him.
No, apparently he moved into a barber shop that's like half a mile from my house.
But it's like that's where I went because they sponsored my baseball team. My dad knew the guys. We went there and it was good. But then I got to college and I started to do what you did or are doing. And I went to Sports Clips. And the first thing that happened, I walked in the door. They asked for what my number was. I had no idea what the hell they were talking about.
It's a phone number, Fred.
Do you get like a two on the side? I'm like, what? A two?
I don't know what happens when a girl asks for your phone number. When a girl asks for a number, you give her the phone number, even if she's asking for something else, like your number at the deli line. 44, ladies, that's me.
Very rarely are girls interested in getting my phone number, or at least back then they weren't. So I was so confused.
Now you go to Nathan, girls are asking all the time, right?
Well, yes. Now that I go to Seattle, I'm so popular with the ladies. Nathan like hooks me up. All the girls give me numbers. Not true. I'm married. But when you go to a barber though, like with Nathan, who's my barber, you actually have a relationship. He was proud that he was able to cut my hair for my wedding.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, because Nathan's actually a really good story because he was he's an Iraqi immigrant. And he actually started cutting hair because when he was a kid, he had – like one of the things they had in their house in Iraq was electric clippers. So he'd cut his siblings' hair. And so he actually developed a passion for it. And he really, really enjoys it. But he's very social. And that's what I like about going to barbers. It feels like a place for a man to be social, especially if a place is a barbershop that also does straight-razor shaves.
Yeah.
Because that's like the guy version of a salon or a spa.
It is. You're right. Because you get the nice wrap around the face or a massage, a little. But that's what's nice about Hair Salon for Men is they'll give you a scalp massage and a beer.
Yeah, but do they do straight ray shaves?
They do. They do.
Really?
Yeah.
They actually straight ray shave you?
Yeah, I've never done it.
Would you trust them to do it?
Yeah. I trusted the girl at your wedding to give me the straight ray.
Well, that was different. This was Jaime's haberdashery in St. Paul. I mean, it was like legit.
That was a legit place.
Yeah, and I was paying for it. You didn't have to pay for it.
But I'm just saying you were. It sounded like you were. If I trusted a woman to give me a straight shave,
no, this has nothing to do with men. Just the or quality. Women.
Okay, just see what kind of lines we were crossing here, Fred.
No, I'm not trying to be gender specific at all. I'm just saying.
I understand.
Do you trust a salon to use a straight raise on your face?
Well, yes. No, I've never done it.
Well, okay.
We'll see.
But then that goes to do you feel that there is a difference between men versus women cutting your hair?
No, not really. I think we're different here. How often do you get your hair cut, Fred?
About once a month.
See, this is where we differ. I go sometimes 3 or 4 months between haircuts. See, I have this great flow where I can cut my hair short. It stays looking good while it's short, and then all of a sudden it looks long, but it gives a nice flow, and it looks good long, too. So I let it grow out, so I don't go as often as you do. Once a month, I understand going to see the same guy once a month. I go once every 3, sometimes 4 months. I'm just really trying to get in, get out, get the same haircut.
But back to the point I was asking you, do you think that there is any legitimacy to someone preferring to go to a man versus a woman cutting your hair?
No, I don't think there's any difference. Because I've had my hair cut by men and by women, and there's no difference really, right?
No,
they've all been the same schooling for the most part, right?
Right.
So
I guess so.
I don't see any difference. I don't know. I've never felt. Are you feeling, is there uncomfortability? Is that what you're talking about? Or just skill-wise?
Just, no, there's nothing. I just, if you saw any legitimacy to the argument.
Nah. I feel like people with scissors are going to cut your hair up just proper, right?
Now, I will bring up one point, is that I think I almost prefer a man to do a straight ray shave than a woman. And I'm not going to say that they both can't do an equal job, but I think I want someone who knows what it's like to have it done to them.
Okay.
With the thick beard.
Yeah.
I'd much rather, does that make sense? I mean, I could be way off, but
I'm just saying women probably shave just as much as we do.
I'm talking about the face.
Yeah.
True. Women shave their face as much as men do. Is that what you're saying?
You haven't met the girls I've dated.
Man. Okay. I didn't realize you had a problem, Weezer. Well, all right.
I don't have the problem. The women have the problem.
Well, yeah, but you're at least dating those girls who are shaving.
FarmersOnly.com. Not a good place to meet girls.
Are we sure we're talking about girls here?
Maybe. Never got that far.
Ow, sad life, Weezer. I'm sorry. I feel bad for you now.
Hey, it's on the up and up because I'm going to go see Nathan, and he's going to hook me up with that straight line, shape up, going to get it all flow, looking good.
Hey, I'm telling you, when I went into Nathan's, and I said, Nathan, this is my wedding haircut. Do me right. Make sure everything looks good. He's like, all right. So his haircut was great. All of a sudden, he starts pulling out red yarn. It looked like red floss. It was like, what the hell is he doing? And he actually, have you ever heard of threading your eyebrows?
No.
He takes the yarn and then like shapes your eyebrows by pulling the hair out with whatever this yarn contraption he's got going. So and that was painful as hell. Yeah. So I feel bad for all the ladies out there who have to get their eyebrows shaped or waxed or anything like, because that freaking hurt. And then he took a lighter. He started flicking it by my ear, and he ran the flame over my ear to burn all the fuzz off my ear.
Wow.
It was intense, man. I was like, did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt.
And it's hurt and it smelled like hell. A burnt hair smell lingering through the air.
Been there before by an accident. Not my hair.
I paid for this, unfortunately.
Man, sometimes sounds like you might have paid a little extra, if you know what I mean. Some places you would.
Hey, he did not charge me extra. But hey, he did a great job, and it looks really good.
While we're there, have you ever had anything waxed?
No.
No, me either.
No, I've refused to do that.
Just everything looking at it. I mean, I've had duct tape on my arm rip out hair. And that hurts. Band-Aids hurt for me. I couldn't imagine putting something hot and then just ripping.
Yeah, I can't.
I have very sensitive skin.
Would you do electrolysis?
Is that like the laser?
Yeah, the laser that deads the cell.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to do more research. I don't know if that hurts. Like, are they frying it off right away and then it never grows back?
I have no idea. All I know is that at some point there's a laser that's like beaming into your hair cells and killing the hair cell, so the hair never comes back.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind having hair that much, so I don't think I would do it that. But I'm definitely not getting anything waxed. That's for sure.
So, how much are you willing to pay for a haircut? Because that's the big difference between women.
That's
and
the difference.
Men.
I'm happy to pay. I would pay $20 on average. I'd pay a little more after. A little more because I don't go as much, you know. My hair cost for the year is probably around $100 compared to somebody going every month who pays way more than that. I pay a little more just to go to hair saloon for men because I'm probably paying for the beer, even though they say it's free. And
yes, you are paying for the beer. I promise you.
Right, but it's only about $20 compared. If you go to Great Cliffs, it's like $15-$16. I'm in that range between $15 to $25 I'm looking to pay.
Now, I got to tell you, that's extremely low.
Yeah?
I mean, that is extremely low across the board from like standard barbershop versus like actually real fancy places. I mean,
well, I did a little research here. I did a little research of St. Louis barbershops.
Okay.
And they're all around $15, $20. So I think you're really paying for that. Seattle. Remember, here in the Midwest, everything's cheap.
True.
So I'm kind of in that range of $20, anything over that, I just cut it myself.
The problem out here in Seattle is that if you want a walk-in, it's really hard to find a walk-in place.
Yeah.
So like the big fun chain that everybody likes to go to out here. It's even made the lists of like best barbershops in the USA. It's called Rudy's Barbershop.
Yeah.
It was started kind of the same time Nirvana started, so it kind of had that grunge, edgy feel to it. They charge like $35 for a haircut, and it's usually a bunch of girls that just are ignoring you. Like, and they're all like kind of alternative, and they're not really that cute.
Yeah,
and it's just kind of like meh. It's all right. I've never walked away with a good haircut. Usually Kelly complains about something about it a couple weeks later. But Nathan, going back to Nathan, I'll tell you what. He's only $15.
See, that's I'm in. Nathan, yeah. Put me on the board.
Well, and it's walk-in.
Yeah.
It's not by appointment. I hate like trying to go to a barbershop and like, oh, we're appointment only. It's like, what? I don't plan out my haircuts.
No, I go – I got a day off. I got a couple hours.
Right.
I'm going to go get a haircut. And if that means I have to go to Great Cliffs, I don't care about going to Great Cliffs.
No, you should stop that.
I don't care. If I have to, I'll go there.
You don't want to be a part of the history that is men and barbers, though? I mean, that's like deep ingrained in men history,
Fred,
is barbers.
Barbers are where you used to go when you needed surgery, Fred.
Well, we're talking about like 1600s now, man. I mean, I'm talking about like thinking back to like the 1950s, 1960s, even 1970s, 1980s.
Have you ever
watched
like
Great Clips and stuff like that? It's like 90s invention that
ruined. Have you ever watched a mobster movie, Fred? What happens in every barbershop?
The barber doesn't get whacked, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, the barber sneaks out. Fred, I'm a made man. I have targets on me. Nobody's shooting up Great Clips.
I promise you, you will never have a gun pulled on you at a barber.
No, because they're driving by. Do you not watch them? They drive by with the machine guns, go, bah, 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 bah.
So you're basing your lack of masculinity and testosterone off of fictional movies. You're missing out on like the place to be a guy.
Kind of. Except.
So you'd prefer to pay the same amount for someone who could give you a crappier haircut.
If Nathan were here, I would go to Nathan. But Nathan's not
here. There's plenty of barbers in St. Louis you could go to.
Fred, I saw your hair back in high school. I don't think Jerry did that stand-up of a job. I just want to put it out there, Fred.
I thought my hair was pretty good.
Okay.
No, it wasn't that great. But that was no fault to the barber, though. No fault to the barber.
More your parents? Genetics?
No, it was me not wanting to do what my mom told me to do.
Oh, rebellion. Yes. Right in Seattle now. Rebellion.
Yes. So, but then that goes to the next point of, so you don't talk when you get your haircut?
I do. I do occasionally because it's a cute girl giving me a haircut now. So, but most part, when guys find out you work in sports and guys usually cutting hair don't know much about sports, they don't know what to talk to me about.
That's not true. Which, come on, all barbers, they have ESPN on in the corner the whole time.
At the hair salon for men, they do. It's right there. I got two TVs. I got two flat screens in front of me as I'm cutting my hair.
So you can ignore and be antisocial with the person cutting your hair because you're watching last week's Tim Tebow highlight.
Why do you got to go with Tebow? I'm trying to keep this a Tebow-free. I'm trying to keep this a Tebow-free zone. Okay,
we won't mention Tim Tebow anymore. Fine.
Every time, okay, we're going to establish a rule they did on Fox Sports one show. I forget what it was. Crowd Goes Wild. Anytime somebody mentioned Tebow, they had to put money into a jar. We're going to do that. $1 each time. From here on out, you mention Jeebus, the quarterback.
Do I have to say it by name, or could I reference him in a different way?
If you say the word T and then follow it with the word Bo, you have to pay.
So what about the Southern Baptist Tim guy who played quarterback in Florida and there cried on the podium?
You didn't say his name.
That's correct.
And you didn't get down on one knee and put your fist to your head. Thank you, Jesus. Kurt Warner. No,
back to barbers. I mean, but I have to call you out on this. It's the exact same price.
Okay.
And it's atmosphere that you can walk right into. And is instantly more manly than even hair saloon.
It's hair saloon for men. How does it get more manly? They have TVs. They have beer. They have a bar. There's a legit bar in the middle.
I'm still feel like I have to revoke your man card because you're missing out on masculine
history. I lost that a long time ago, Fred.
I know, but I'm trying to get you up to date so you can even host the show.
Sorry. I tell people the only reason I'm qualified is because I have a microphone.
And you have the account to post them.
Yeah, I run this stuff. But I will say this. I did go, and this one girl, she kept talking to me the whole time. And then she kind of pissed me off because this is the new thing, and it's happened the last couple times. I know I'm getting older, Fred. I don't have as much hair as I used to.
Sure.
And she's like, you want some product? And yeah, she put some product. She's like, this is great for people with fine hair. It happened twice.
Weezer, you got like a five head going on right now.
Easy, Fred. Easy. It's because I got my hair. I got my hair up. I got the flow. I got the long hair going right now.
I'm sorry.
It's just forehead. Bald. I'm not losing hair. I'm growing forehead.
They're gonna start coming out of like your ears and your nose, and soon, man, hey, you're long
I
down
turned
that
30,
path.
And I found my first gray hair too.
Oh God,
it was literally on my 30th birthday. I was like, this is not good.
You're going down the path.
It's everything is just crashing and burning, and that's here what, I am hosting a podcast called Man Up, and my co-host is saying I can't even qualify because I don't go and get my hair cut by some old dude. I prefer to have it cut by a younger, good-looking chick. I don't see where I'm losing out here.
Hey, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a difference because you're still single.
Yes.
And I'm married. Yes. So I'm looking for more manly interactions.
You're looking for hay.
I like how you cut those scissors,
clippers. Oh, comb. Oh, a little massage. Yeah, yeah. That's how we roll, Fred.
Is it going to be a tradition where every week you have to somehow get way down in the mic and try and talk seductively?
Because I really want to start a podcast where I just talk to the ladies like this.
We can make that happen. I will make a subpage on Man at the Podcast of just cuts of Weezer talking to the ladies.
You don't have to, because next week I'm going to – oh, the love line with Weezer Weir. Tweet at me and I'll answer your tweets. Any question, I'll answer like this.
But the thing is, you have to have sexual experience to answer those questions, Weezer.
Oh, wow. Now you're going there? Unreal. I'm getting shots fired at me every which way. I see why Jeremy Clarkson punched his producer. But luckily, you're half a country away, Fred.
That's true. I'm on the West Coast.
Give me a steak. I want it hot. We're taking a break. This is Man Up the Podcast. Hey guys, Weezer here. Next week is opening day of baseball, so we're going to talk baseball. If you have any questions or anything you want us to talk about on it, let us know at Man Up the Podcast on Twitter and Facebook.
Welcome back to Man Up the Podcast. I'm Fred Weinfurt. That's Weezer Weir. We're here trying to give you the best advice to be the best man that you can be. Well, unfortunately, we're going to be an uncool, nice friend in this segment because we're going to talk about pulling some pranks on your bros.
Fred, I don't know if I'm talking to you yet after that last segment. I'm still a little angry.
It's okay. Get off your high horse. Let's talk about pranks.
Well, Fred, what's coming up this week?
April Fools.
Yes. Is that not the greatest day of the year?
It's one of them, and I know my wife dreads it every single year.
She dreads most days, probably, right?
With me, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'm coming back. I'm not forgetting this, Fred. I'm going to fight my way back.
Hey, try your best. I probably have heard most of them.
Yeah.
So, mostly, Fred, from my wife, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, Fred, April Fools, is it cool to play pranks on your friends or no?
If most of your friends aren't easily offended.
Okay, yes. My friends, very easily offended. No, they have no souls. No, that's me. I'm a genius.
Do you have, what's some of the pranks you pulled, Weezer?
I've done some great ones. One time my sister was working she works at a pizza place, and we were at the bar across the street, and I realized I had the key to her car. And we were out drinking, and I believe you were here, Fred, for this, and I decided I was going to...
Yeah.
I was going to go move her car from where it was. And so I moved her car like up the street, out of sight. And she gets off work carrying a pizza because she's going to go eat a pizza. And she's like, where's my car? And she starts like getting on her phone, looking around. And then unfortunately, she saw my car. And then right away, I got a call. It's like, where's my car?
I do remember something like that. I remember you like slyly walking across the street trying to act like you're not trying to get any attention.
Yeah.
See, I've got a pretty long list for mine.
Yeah.
It's kind of – some are like I'm just a jerk. I'm a total jerk. Like, I remember as kids going – whenever we were in other boys in McDonald's, they had those plastic salt shakers. You would take a penny – and you'd spin it on the table, and then you would take the salt shaker and bang it on top of the penny and leave it. Because what you did was just crack and bust open the bottom of the salt shaker. So whoever picks up the salt shaker next, the salt just spills out all over the table. I mean, it is the biggest dick move a little kid can do to an employee making minimum wage.
The best prank I've ever seen, and I really want to do... it's like for a bachelor party or some guy's birthday, you convince them, you kind of kidnap them and you blindfold them, right?
Right.
And you drive them around and you're telling them you're taking them bungee diving. So bungee diving?
Really?
Yeah.
Bungee, sure. Bungee jumping.
Bungee, yeah, that's what it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you take them, and what you do is you take them to a place, and I, what the best one I've seen is you take them to somebody's above ground pool that has a wood deck, so they they feel like they're walking in about. So what you do is you put on like the harness, you like connect them, and you have some guy that you don't know helps like pretend he's the instructor, still blindfolded. And then you tell them that you put them to the edge and you're about to take the bungee cord, like the blindfold off. But instead you push them. In this case, you push them right into a pool. So they get that free falling like they're falling, but they fall into a pool. That's what I really want to do.
Do you have any bachelor parties coming up, though?
I do, but I've just ruined it now by telling people the plan.
Well, just make sure that guy does not listen to this episode. It'll be okay.
Don't have to worry too much about that, right?
So some of the other ones I've done, I've definitely done an air horn underneath a chair. So when they sit down on one of those springy office chairs, it goes off. That worked really well. I've thrown an ice bucket into someone's shower. I've put somebody's notebook in Jell-O.
Ooh, tasty.
Yeah. The one I did a lot in college because in the dorms, in the cafeterias, you just have those big bins of all the condiments, like ketchup, mustard. So I would take the condiments and I'd twist them really tight and I'd slip them underneath toilet seats. So when somebody sits down, ketchup just gets all on the other side.
That is just mean, Fred.
Well, I get that from my grandma, though, because my grandmother on my dad's side, she was one of those really mischievous ladies who, instead of going to the dance, she would stay in the dorm and she would grease up the toilet seats with Vaseline.
Oh man.
So the ladies would come back in all their formal prom dresses and sit down and slide right off.
I haven't been victim to too many pranks because people know I'll get them right back in a good way. But I've had my fair share. I had one where we told my manager at the time that I didn't show up for work. And instead of being mad, he was very worried because that's very unlike him. I'm worried. He hasn't called or anything. Started calling everybody like, have you seen him? I was just hiding out in the back the whole time waiting.
Now, if anyone wants to do a really quick prank on somebody, the best one I always did was always the classic masking tape on the eye of your optical lens. And that's the easiest thing in the world. Now, I did
mouse,
do that.
Right?
Yes, on a mouse. Yeah, an optical lens on a mouse. Unfortunately, I did it one time on one of my producers back in my TV station. And right when breaking news happened, did she come back to the computer? So she was rushing to get something on air. She's like, why the hell is it? I ran over there and I was just like, sorry. Like ripped it off and ran and hit.
Breaking news. Fred got fired.
That breaking news, like car accident did not get on air because of me. A stupid prank.
Yep.
Anyway, but didn't get fired for it. So that's good.
Sometimes they come back to bite you, but
yes.
You got anything planned for this coming April Fool's, or do you keep, you got anything? Most of mine are just spur of the moment, to be honest with you. I can't plan anything because if I plan anything, I'll go to hell. But if I spur of the moment, they usually work. I remember driving home from work and it was back in high school and I told them, I had my mom's car and I called my mom and dad. It's like 10:30. I'm like, oh, the car engine just started steaming, smokes everywhere. I'm at the hospital parking lot. Can you come pick me up? And this is 10:30. They had just gone into bed and they're like, ugh. So I literally just parked up the street with the lights off. They get in the car to come pick me up and I flash the lights behind them. I was like, gotcha.
That's pretty mean, though. That's pretty mean. Now, I'm not somebody who likes to plan and tell. So, unfortunately, my wife is usually the victim to most of my pranks at this point. So, I don't want her to find out whatever my prank's going to be.
Kelly, I tried. So. Try to give you a heads up. Kelly and I, we pulled a prank on you already. Maybe I'll help her. Maybe I'll give her some tips.
As long as it's not me chugging another Smirnoff Ice. That's all I care about.
That's been done. That was an eye for an eye, Fred.
That's true. That's true. But I always like getting like the mischief fun. I like getting people with pranks. I mean, like what I did for you in my reception dinner, having all the groomsmen get iced.
You like to make a spectacle.
I do. I do like a spectacle. I like to be the one in the corner laughing, which does not bode well for what the revenge is going to be in the future, though.
As we do this, I'm watching Impractical Jokers that's on True TV, and this is a perfect show for, I think, us, Fred, just trying to embarrass people in public.
Yeah, we'll see. Now, what do you do about, but the big question is, what about the guy who is ass hard, who just doesn't go with the flow with the joke?
Just keep
like, how do you deal with that?
I got a friend like that. I keep firing at him the whole time, and he'll get pissed, and then occasionally he'll laugh. He's like, "You fucking assholes." That's all he says. He'll go with that every time. Just keep firing. If you played like you know it didn't bother you that much, we would stop. But it bothers you, so we go after you.
What's the best prank that's been pulled on you, though? That you're a victim to?
And like I said, most people haven't got me. I get iced. It's going back to ice. I got literally out of my friends. I was iced 5-6 times, not even counting the time you iced me. And it would be like we're at a party, and I go to the bathroom. I open the door to come out of the bathroom. There's an ice hanging from there. We go on a camping trip. We had to go pick some people up from like the gas station because their car couldn't make it down to where we were camping. And I was like, guys, we should go buy. We should get a bottle of ice and ice somebody. And my buddy's like, no, we shouldn't ice people out here in the woods. You know, I'm like, all right, you're probably a good idea. Meanwhile, at the campfire later, I get up and I go and sit back down, and there's a glowing ice in my seat because if you shine a flashlight with ice, it glows like a liquid color. So mine have just been icing.
Gotcha. Now explain for everybody the rules of icing.
Oh, this again. Icing is where you have to, if you could present it a Smirnoff ice, you have to get down on one knee and chug. And it became kind of lame just to, well, here's an ice. So you started coming up with clever ways to ice somebody. And that's where the pranking kind of comes in. If you want to see a great example of that, tune in to Man Up the Podcast, episode 2 with beer. And you'll see icing
hear,
work.
You'll hear icing.
Yeah, I forget. I always forget this is radio.
The miracle of radio. You don't see much.
I got to stop that because when I have my radio show, it's like, you got to see this. You got to see this right now. It's unbelievable. Well, this has been the last segment of the last episode of Man Up the Podcast. April Fools! Ha ha! Gotcha, suckers! We'll be right back. Hey, Fred. Is there anywhere on the interwebs where we can find out more about this podcast?
Well, yes, Weezer, there is. ManUpThePodcast.com or on Facebook and Twitter at ManUpThePodcast. And coming soon, Tinder.
Swipe right! Welcome back to Man Up the Podcast. I'm sorry, guys, that last little prank there, I didn't mean it. And Fred literally believed me. You should have seen his face. He was
I was just like, did we talk about something that I don't remember? I was really confused.
Fred was a little worried that I'm pulling the plug on this already.
I was like, oh God, it's already over. We're pulled. The season's canceled.
Yeah. Apparently me punching Fred earlier, I've lost. My contract will not be renewed. And that was the last episode.
Last episode. No more Top Gear. No more Man Up the Podcast. They go hand in hand.
What a sad week.
It's sad. It is sad.
All right, Fred. It's time for Man Up, where we find men that need a man up. Ironically, once again, as I say every week, the name of our podcast. So, Fred, do you have a man that needs the man up?
I actually have a couple.
Oh, wow.
And it's coming from India.
Oh, India.
Headline from Asia One, the news organization.
Sounds like
headline, India. Hey, it's not a plane company. India police red-faced after raid on brothels. Find colleagues. But it goes beyond that. I'll read the article to you. Police in eastern India were left red-faced when a raid on a sex district discovered four of their own, along with a convicted murderer whom they were supposed to be guarding. So these guys apparently took they were supposed to take this guy, this convicted murderer, to the hospital from jail. They took a 128-mile detour to a red light district to hook up with some hookers.
Hey, man.
And then they got raided.
When you got that itch,
But the, I mean, they did have respect enough to give the murderer opportunity to get in there too.
Hey man, he's about to go to jail.
Yeah, he was already in jail. He was about to go to the hospital.
That's right.
He was already in jail, and yet they're like, well, it's been a while, right? Here, let's get you to the brothel. But the fact that they went to a prostitute's brothel, and then they got caught by their own guys. They didn't even know that this raid was going down, and they got caught. They got arrested. But the convicted murderer got away.
Oh, my goodness.
He escaped.
Did they check the local hospital?
No, because guess where he went? You ready? Back to jail.
He just voluntarily went back?
He went back to jail. He made his way back to jail. So I got to tell this convicted murderer, this convict, you got out, you got laid, and you went back to jail.
That's all he wanted. We found out.
Yeah,
I just need 2 minutes.
So I'm giving these cops a man up.
All right. That'll do, Fred. All right, my man up is going to sound like a manly moment of the week, but I found a way to make it a man up moment of the week. So the guy, it comes from your neck of the woods up here in Seattle, named Joey DeJulio. And he was on this, you know the story, Fred? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, it's all over the news up here. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He got invited to a bachelor party because they had the wrong email. And so he was like sitting on the fly of the wall, and then they asked for a head count, and the guy was like, all right, guess what? I'm not really your buddy. But Jeff Minetti, the guy getting married, was like, come on to the bachelor party, come to the wedding. And so I ask you, Fred, have you ever heard of a guy just showing up at a bachelor party and wanting to hang out?
Well, he wasn't actually at the bachelor party. He admitted in the emails that he was getting all these emails and that he was a fly on the wall, that he wanted to admit, hey, I'm not a part of this. I'm sorry.
But he got invited.
But, no, that's fine. I mean, I don't think he needs a man up at all. No. I mean, I got to say, man moment.
Fred, let me
to
listen.
The groom,
yeah. Let's
to crowdsource
Fred,
to get him there.
Here. Let me finish, Fred. I'm not to my point. I said this is a man. It sounds like the manly moment, right? So I ask you, Fred, again, have you ever had somebody show up to a bachelor party that was uninvited that wanted to hang out?
Other than you?
How about a guy named Roger?
No, yes, I know who you're talking about. The Norwegian creepy male prostitute that somehow tried to sneak his way into my own bachelor party.
Yes, so my man up moment of the week is Fred. Why you? Because you didn't invite Roger to come out for the rest of the bachelor party and to the wedding. Come on, Fred. He was just a fly on the wall that wanted to have a good time. He has champagne.
Do I have to tell the story about Roger?
I feel like...
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, Roger. We get done. We are done with the night. We are back at the hotel.
It was an all-day drinking event.
All-day drinking event. We went to a Cardinals baseball game. We went to a cigar bar. We had a full day. We're done. We're back. We're ready to go back, go to bed. I'm drunk. Most of the people are drunk. And then you're drunk. this I guess middle-aged Norwegian guy who's got a tattoo of the Norway flag on his ankle starts chatting with us and then starts asking us where the party's at. Where's the party at? And we're like, we're going to bed, Roger. We'll see it. Bye. And
we just the best part is he became friends with the guy driving the airport shuttle bus.
Yeah, he was like, this guy can take us wherever we want. Yeah, take you wherever you want. And so we're like, oh, we're going to hurry up to the hotel. And so we're running through the lobby. We get in the elevator. And somehow he beats us to the floor that our hotel room's on.
There's two sets of elevators.
Yeah.
And we went to one and he went to the other. And we got to our floor. So we went to the far one to try to avoid him, not knowing that we had to walk by that elevator.
Yes.
As soon as we walked by the elevator, doors open. And here's Roger with a, oh, hey.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Can I join you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. We just ran. We ran for a hotel room. got in, slammed the door.
Yeah. He was like, can I come in? We're like, no, sorry. We're going to bed.
Going to bed. 5 minutes later, I hear a knock, knock, knock. And I think, because there's two, we have two different hotel rooms for all the guys.
Right across the hall.
Right across the hall. I thought it was the other guys. I look out. Guess who's there?
I was like, I believe it was like, watch it be Roger. I believe that's
it's
what it,
Roger.
It's Roger.
A bottle of champagne.
Yes.
And he holds it up to the little eye hole. He's like, I brought champagne.
I just remember losing it. Just laughing.
Oh. I laughed a good half hour on that one. But I don't think that is. I think I was protecting everyone by not having Roger, because who knows what would happen if I opened that door.
Well, here we go. Fred, if you want to man up and you want to invite Fred to... Or if you want to invite Roger to your next bachelor party or wedding, you can find him on St. Louis Craigslist, casual encounters at the airport.
The Hilton Airport.
It was the first
thing. Weezer, just know, Weezer, I'm warning you on yours.
Oh, man. Damn it.
Roger might make an appointment for your bachelor party.
Oh boy, this is we're gonna have a good time. Who knows yes. What was in that bottle of champagne? He saw four young men go into a room. He's like, oh yeah,
half my age. I must follow.
All right, that's enough Roger talk. Because now I'm worried about my bachelor party. All right,
yes,
Fred, it's time for our manly moment of the week, which could be Jeff Eddie for inviting the guy, but yeah. It's not. Mine, you might have to help me here, because I know you're a super fan.
Of course.
Zayn Malik. Am I saying that right?
All I know is that his name is basically every single hot topic on Twitter. That's all I know.
Zayn Malik of One Direction. He's leaving One Direction. And for me, that's the most manly thing you can do. So my manly moment of the week is Zayn Malik. Malik. I don't know. Your manly moment, leaving One Direction.
I will say the number one topic on Twitter is hashtag always in our hearts, Zayn Malik.
And what a crazy day for the Brits. Jeremy Clarkson gets fired. Zayn Malik leaves One Direction. And then they cancel Downton Abbey.
Oh, heartbreak.
I've never watched Downton Abbey.
It's Downton.
That's what I said, Downton. I didn't say downtown.
You said downtown.
I did not. Run the tape back.
Go ahead. Replay.
So yeah, nothing manlier than leaving One Direction, right?
I mean, at least he manned up for that one.
Yeah.
So mine is going to the infamous North Carolina coach, Dean Smith, who unfortunately passed away back in February. If you don't know who Dean Smith is, he spent, 38 years with University of North Carolina basketball team. Yep. He coached the greatest Michael Jordan of all time.
Yep.
He won a couple NCAA tournament basketball championships. I mean, he's just an epic coach.
He was the all-time win leader when he retired.
And he was apparently an epic man.
Yes, very.
As well. Not some of those guys that are just – they just win and that's all that matters to them. He even recruited the very first African-American player – to play for the University of North Carolina. So he is very progressive person as well. But his mad moment of the week is, unfortunately, he's dead. So it's not him actually doing anything anymore. But his trust, his will, gave every single one of his former Letterman players $200 to go out and have dinner on him.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it?
That's pretty fantastic.
And knowing the crappy NCAA, they're probably going to fine North Carolina for improper benefits, right? They're going to take
improper benefits.
They're going to take 80 wins away from him because he gave $200 to everybody that played for him for wins. Because that's how stupid the NCAA is, and they're probably thinking about doing it right now.
Oh, I guarantee they thought, how do we make more money off of this?
Yeah,
but I mean Darren Rovell. Rovell or Rovell?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
I don't know. From ESPN. But he did the math, and he said that it was approximately $36,000 that he set aside for all of his former players to go out and have dinner on him. And that's just one classy season from
John Calipari, right? I said that out loud. I apologize to anybody that's rooting for Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's probably what each one of those players' bonuses if they get a championship.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's as much the car is worth that they're getting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great move by Dean Smith. I mean,
you just don't hear about somebody doing that anymore. It's so classy, it's so awesome.
He's always been labeled as the player's coach, not like a Bobby Knight yelling at you. He was there, you know, talking. He cared about his players. But that's awesome. I wish I played for him. $200. I would go spend that, buy a nice steak, and get a nice bottle of champagne and just toast every time I poured a new glass to Dean Smith.
That might not cover $200. That might not even get to $200, though.
Well, if you go to Applebee's like I do. Oh, now I'm going to get yelled at for going to Applebee's because it's not a proper steakhouse.
Yes, that's a later episode. I promise you. I will yell at you for going to Applebee's.
See, Fred? It's just the finer things in life. I like a good deal.
Yeah, I think it really is more of you are more. It's well, but that doesn't even matter because if we go back to the barber, you're paying the same at Great Clips that you'd pay at a normal barber. So it's not even Nathan's about you being cheap. It's about you. It's about you liking big chains that have crappy food.
I'm pro America, pro corporate America.
You're pro Applebee's.
As I take this podcast from a small little rinky-dink operation to a big-time corporation in the next month, you'll be with me. And when Great Clips wants to be like, oh, yeah, here's some money, you're getting your haircut at Great Clips, Fred.
Nope.
You at least tell people you're getting a haircut. That's how it works,
Great Fred. Clips, I will never go back to you, I promise.
Wow. And on that bombshell, it's time to end. This has been Man Up the Podcast.